Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. We'd like to welcome everyone in here this morning to the Clay County Corner, coming to you live and in living color on your radio station here on 101.5 Kicks Country, WVFB-FM. We come every Thursday morning at 9 o'clock, live and direct, right here from the courthouse. You'll hear trucks going by. You may even hear people maybe holler at us when they go by or something. We haven't had any of that lately, but we are on a nice, noisy corner here, and try to bring in some interesting guests every Thursday morning for you, and we've got some very interesting guests this morning, the first of which is Matthew Carmack, and Matthew Craighead. There's too many Matthews when I taught school, and over the years, they kind of run together, but Matthew Craighead, and I don't think I ever had Matthew in class, because I think maybe the time he got up into the school system, I was the technology coordinator then, and actually wasn't teaching classes. But he's going to be talking to us about the Soil Conservation District and some of the things they do. And also, I think Mayor Dale Reagan's going to be here in a little bit, and the Home Demonstration Agent. We're going to have those folks in this morning. So we're looking forward to a great show. And also, as we do every Thursday, we've got our Birthday and Anniversary Club that is sponsored by the Salina Dairy Queen here in Salina, where we give away a free Dairy Queen cake. One winner each week, and we've got quite a few participants signed in for that this morning, so we'll be doing that here in a few minutes, and we'll remind everyone to, if you have someone that has a birthday or anniversary, make sure you call that in. The number is 931-243-5574, and you will get an answering machine here, and just speak slowly, clearly, so we can understand you and make sure that we get your celebrant on the air. But right now we're going to take just a short break to get in a few commercial messages. We do have to earn a little bit of money to keep this thing going, and we'll remind everyone that's listening to this, we need sponsors. If you are a business owner listening to this, you need to realize that other folks are listening also. So if you're not on board, get on board with us and become a sponsor of our show here. But right now, let's take a short break, and we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is, more adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closer. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter Paints dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paints, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
If your walls could talk, what would they say?
I have sent children into fits of rage.
I am responsible for a child's speech impediment.
I am the reason a child can't read.
Just because you can't see lead paint doesn't mean it's not on walls, doors, windows, and sills. Today, lead paint poisoning affects over 1 million children. If your home was built before 1978, log on to leadfreekids.org or call 800-424-LEAD.
Brought to you by the Coalition to End Childhood Lead Poisoning, EPA, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Okay, welcome back. I'm sitting here with Matthew Craighead. When I first started teaching, I think Matthew's father was one of the first students I ever had. And, of course, his mother, Deborah, who's worked in the SCO system for a number of years. I worked with her a number of years. It's a pleasure when you look up and see the next generation of people when you first started. Of course, when I first started teaching, that was a number of years ago. But it's nice to see that and know that we have young folks like this that are staying in Clay County, that are becoming leaders in Clay County, and are going to be here for the next generation. Matthew, I commend you on the fact that you're back here in Clay County, that you didn't take other opportunities. I'm sure that you had to go other places, but you're back here, and I know you do a little bit of farming. You've got a greenhouse, but your occupation is you're with the District Soil Conservation Office. Tell us just a little bit about that.
Good morning. Like you said, I represent the Clay County Soil Conservation District. I am the district technician there, and I serve a unique role in which that I actually represent both all three of the county, state, and federal levels of soil conservation. Also in our office, we have our secretary, who's Jeanette Finch. We have our district conservationist, who's Mr. Jeffrey Young from Maple Grove. We have Andrzej Kaslikowski, who is the NRCS district technician, serving both Jackson and Clay County. We also have Mr. Philip Brown, who's an NRCS district technician that serves Jackson and Clay County.
So you've got a full office down there. Okay, now, what kind of services do you offer? I know over the years, from the time that we were, even when I was a small child, conservation has always been something we talked about in school. We had conservation classes, the correct way to farm, the correct way to fertilize, the times to plant, all those things. Now, just exactly what programs do you all have today?
This is one of the hardest questions that I get asked. You know, what exactly do you do? And basically, out of our office, we assist landowners across the county in the installation of conservation practices, such as drain bank stabilization projects, cross fencing waters for rotational grazing, cover crops, and the list goes on and on, many other projects. And we provide both financial and technical assistance. We have cost share programs available at both the state and federal level. And we can also be contacted just for general advice and technical assistance.
Okay, I know for a number of years, in our area here especially, we were basically maybe a couple of crop farmers here. We raised corn, we raised tobacco. And those deplete the soil pretty quickly, don't they? And I know we don't have those today, but I'm sure those same type problems still here with depletion of the land that we have.
Yeah, you know, the crop farming it kind of peaked in the late 80s and went down. And, you know, the county moved to mostly cattle and tobacco. And then after the tobacco buyout, it's become mostly cattle. There's still some tobacco left in the county. And then in the late 90s and early 2000s, we had the chicken houses come in.
Okay. Let's talk about maybe some of the unique problems that are faced by a cattle farmer in Clay County, where you can offer assistance.
You know, our biggest, the biggest things we do is help install cross fencing waters that improves your rotational grazing, improves grass height and quality. Over time, it can increase the stocking rate and allow a farmer to run more cows per acre and use less hay and feed. And also by increasing the grass height, we're helping hold the soil in place and keeping it from eroding and infiltrating the streams and rivers.
Do we have any major areas in the county now that are suffering from erosion?
We're pretty lucky. You know, you can look across the county, and if you know what you're looking for over the past 60-odd years, a lot of the practices that we and the landowners have installed has really cut down on the erosion. And there is not a lot of, you know, real major eyesore erosion problems like used to be located around the county.
Okay, and also I know, we were talking a minute ago, when I was in high school, I know here in Salina, from about Ollie's restaurant all the way back up in behind toward where the rock quarry is now, was just a raw clay bank. And I remember as a high school student, we got out and planted seedlings. We planted them all over Clay County then, because we had a number of those red clay washed away. And it works, doesn't it?
Yeah. As an agency, you know, we address problems as they come. You know, at that time, that was the problem, and it was addressed, and, you know, you don't see that across the county like you once did. And, and then we've had to evolve, and now we've addressed stuff such as, you know, cover crops on tilled crop fields to hold the soil in place there. And we also moved on to helping cattle farmers and things like that.
Okay, and you said with the watering projects, there are some federal matching funds available for farmers who want to do remote water stations.
Yeah, we offer cost share that's based on we can do 75% cost share. So that means that we'd fund 75% of the project and the landowner would fund the other 25%.
Does that also include some fencing?
Mm-hmm. We've got there's a lot of projects we can do, and our biggest ones are cross fence, exclusion fence, such as fencing ponds and creeks and rivers. We got the watering systems, and we can do some feed pads and some rock in some areas and things like that.
Okay, and then the other industry that you spoke about that came in a few years ago is the chicken industry, and I know that you are involved in that also. What services do you offer, say, a chicken farmer that wants to get started? Or?
Well, the biggest thing that we've done with the chicken farmers is actually in the past 2 years we've been able to get some energy grants to help the chicken farmers install equipment in their houses that reduce the energy load, such as heaters or better insulation. And that's been extremely successful. We've worked with nearly all the chicken farmers across the county on that. And the other thing that we also do is help them in the nutrient management and manure management off their farms.
Okay, and irregardless of anything else going on, that's one program we can say that's been a tremendous success in Clay County, can't we?
Yes, sir.
Do you know about how many chicken houses we have in Clay County now?
Last count, I think we was up to around 120. It's been a couple of years since I've looked at the numbers. And I know in the broilers we have, I think, 14 different growers.
Okay, and we have different phases of the industry, don't we? I know you said the broilers there, which is raising the chickens from one size to another size, getting ready for market. But we also have other phases of the industry, don't we?
Yes, sir. It started out with the broiler houses, which is the chickens that we actually, buy in poultry that we buy in the store. And in the last 4 or 5 years, we've had the egg-laying houses come in.
And that is just chickens for eggs, right?
Yes, sir. They're actually the egg-laying houses we have across the county will produce the eggs that produce the chickens that produce the broilers.
Okay, do we have people that are actually growing the baby chicks here in Clay County or just doing the eggs?
Just the eggs, and in which all the broiler houses will get chickens as day-old chicks.
Okay.
Chicks.
That's not like we used to get ours through the mail, Matthew. You probably can't remember that. I know Mayor Reagan just sat in, and we used to order our chickens through the mail and get a big box full of chickens, and everybody got their chickens at the same time. They all got ready to process about the same time, and we had a big chicken picking day.
Well, you'll like this. You get now actually come in on school buses. Well, they're educated chickens.
Excuse me a minute. But we're going to take a short break here while I catch my breath after this little sneezing spell. But we'll be back again with Matthew here in a few minutes. He's going to talk about anything else he wants to talk about, plus what they've got going on this weekend. But right now, we're going to take a little short break.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center in Salina, Tennessee.
Daddy, when are you coming home?
It can be difficult being a service member called for duty. That's why there's the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program. We help thousands of National Guard and Reserve members ensure their families are taken care of while they're away.
Daddy, you're home!
And when they return, we help with everything from job opportunities to financial planning. Learn more at yellowribbon.mil. A message from the Department of Defense.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
For those with mental or substance use disorders, what does recovery look like? It's a transformation. It's a supporting hand. It's new beginnings. When does recovery start? It starts when you ask for help and support. Join the Voices for Recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, live here from the historic Clay County Courthouse, right in the middle of downtown Salina, Tennessee. I got Matthew Craighead sitting here with me this morning, and he's going to talk a little bit more about, just about anything he wants to, since he's kind of in charge this morning. We've enjoyed having you here this morning, Matthew. It's been a very interesting morning.
I've enjoyed it, and that could get dangerous, putting me in charge of something.
Okay. Anything else with the soil conservation, the background of the – anything else you want to talk about there for a couple of seconds?
One other thing I'd mention is, as a district, we also make some equipment available for rent across the county. We have a manure spreader. We have two no-till seed drills. And our latest addition that we just got in is a small seed spreader that will mount on a four-wheeler truck or tractor.
So we can get out and sow some grass for the – deer hunters?
Yeah. And it's a prime time right now.
Yeah. Okay, Matthew, now I know if you drive into Salina right now, as you come across from the Moss area and look to the right, you will see a little sign there that says Soil Conservation Tree Sale. So I guess that's your project this weekend.
Yes, sir. It's an annual event that's been going on since well before I started here, as long as I can remember. And I know people look forward to it every year. We'll always get calls. When's the tree sale going to be? And basically, we do a tree sale, and the proceeds that we make off of it goes to the conservation district. And we use them for projects such as the field days that we host and the annual banquet. Also goes to help purchase some of the equipment that we rent.
Okay, and what all have you got there?
We got a good spread this year. We've got several apple trees, several peach trees, some plum trees, several different bushes and landscape plants, and a few shade trees.
Okay. Any particular decorative trees that people really like in this area above others that you can think of?
This year we're lucky. We've got some really nice red maples that is good size. And then we've got the patio peaches, which have been real popular. We've got some lilacs, which is popular, and you'll see a lot across the county. And several other just landscape-type bushes.
Okay, what about any grapevines this year?
Hoping to get some in either this afternoon or first thing in the morning. We got one shipment in yesterday, and we'll get another one in either this afternoon or in the morning, and hope to add a lot more varieties to their sale.
I never can get those things to grow. I try them every two or three years, but I guess I just don't put them in the right place. I do like the Concord grapes, and also the tame blackberries. I bought a couple of tame blackberries I've had them about 4 or 5 years, and they're still producing a few blackberries. Not enough for market yet, but enough to have fun eating. But I know I enjoy coming by and just look through the plants, and the price range on these things run from around the $18-$20 range. What I take look like there's a lot of $14 ones. The most expensive one there looks like is about a $26, which is an autumn blaze, which I presume is the red maple. And these trees are about how many years old?
They're probably going to be 2 to 5 year range, depending on which ones you buy.
And they're good stock, and everyone needs to come out and purchase some new trees and spruce up the place a little bit.
You know, I've been really pleased with the quality that we've had this year. We've got some real high quality trees, and everybody needs to plant a tree.
Absolutely. Plant a tree and grow a job. And we've heard that before somewhere, haven't we? I think that used to be one of the things we heard all the time. But Matthew, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning, and you have an invitation anytime you've got something going on down there that you think is newsworthy. Just give me a yell and then we'll work you in back up here. And like I said, it's always great to have folks like you that are here and are going to stay with us here in the county and raise a family and be a young farmer and help other farmers. And that's the kind of thing we're looking for. And it's extreme pleasure having you here this morning.
Well, I truly appreciate it, and I thank all y'all.
All right. It's good having you here with us. Right now, we'll take a short break, and Mayor Dale Reagan is sitting over here. He's got something he probably wants to talk about, so I don't know how well he can cover this or not, but we'll give him a chance.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. You see me around the neighborhood, and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid. Well, I'm one out of every 5 children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me. We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
I was at work when it started. Aches, fever, trouble breathing. I was rushed to the ER with a fever of 105. It turned out I had pneumococcal disease. And even when the worst was over, it took more than a month to feel normal again.
I'm Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Pneumococcal disease is a serious and deadly infection that can strike quickly and kill someone within just a few days. Ask about vaccination the next time you're at your doctor's office or pharmacy. To learn more, visit adultvaccination.org.
Back, everyone. Once again, we're back here at the historic Clay County Courthouse. Mayor Reagan's come in and joined us during the break here. But once again, we'll remind everyone about the birthday and anniversary club that's sponsored by the Salina DQ here, the Grill and Chill here in Salina. And want to make sure that everyone knows that they need to call 931-243-5574 to turn in your loved one's birthday or anniversary, so we can get them in the drawing for a great big old birthday cake. And we'll read some of those names off here in a few minutes, and we'll have a drawing for this week's cake. But right now, Mayor Reagan, hadn't been here with you for a while. I've been kind of under the weather for a day or two and been off and gone. And
I believe the snow and ice has kept us in a little bit. I know that we had to, I know they had to cancel the program here a time or so. Buttercups are blooming and the bullfrogs are hollering.
Yeah, I mean, good, spring is on its way.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, thank you, Thomas. I appreciate the opportunity to get to come back and bring everybody up to date. It's the happenings in county government. It's a very busy time. We're heading right out of winter into spring, and springtime for county government is getting the process started working on budgets. And so that's a thing that we all look forward to.
Yeah, that's a fun time, isn't it?
It is, it is. But also, Matthew done an outstanding job, and I appreciate him. And you mentioned there that a young man like that, you know, putting his roots and keeping his roots down here in Clay County to start a family. And I know he's got a little business of himself out there in the Moss area, and we're just proud of Matthew. And also that's another area and their expertise that they do for the county is oversee the watersheds that we have. We only have the one in the West End, they're a great asset to us. And I know Matthew and Jeff and Anjay and all of them helped me out a whole lot, because that was one of those unexpected uh-ohs that you find out about when you get into a new position that you didn't know you had any, not necessarily authority, but responsibility when you come into an office like that. And one of the things that we do as a county government, that we oversee and the watersheds for flood control.
You know, that was to be a big project there at one time, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think we had maybe a couple more of those here in the county that...
We did one on down toward close to the North Springs area down in there, and I think it dried up. I'm not sure about it, but the only one I'm really familiar with that we have to keep maintained is in the Henson Lake. I believe everybody pretty much is familiar with it.
Yeah.
Out around the Union Hill area.
Yeah, I know. I can remember I grew up when all this came about, and, you know, they went in and built those things, and if they didn't build those things, they built the creek banks up where they wouldn't flood, and, As I said earlier before, when I was in high school back in the 60s, Clay County had some pretty rough terrain with the old raw red clay banks and nothing growing on a lot of it, just washing away, and a lot of farmland that was going to waste. And as Matthew said, now you look around and you're hard pressed to find those spots anymore. So, the soil conservation people have done a tremendous job. And of course, it's not something you do and you get done and you quit. It's something you have to keep maintaining every year, and of course that they keep every year. Like you said, the help they provide the cattle farmers, mm-hmm. the expertise they provide for the chicken folks. I mean, they're just all kinds of services, And it's great that we have folks like that here that we can actually get some great service from.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And like I said, you know, the erosion control is something, like you said, you know, you don't see as much of it anymore, and that's a result of, in the past, those particular departments and everything helping us oversee that.
Well, let's get into what you've been doing lately.
Well, I normally try to come after each county commission meeting and bring everybody up to date. Last one we had was March the 2nd, and we had four resolutions and a couple of motions table to bring before the commission, and it trustees report, and they do that about every quarter to do that as well. But one of the big things that we've always been looking in our solid waste department to upgrade, and I'm a firm believer, you know, trying to anytime you have the opportunity and it's feasible and the funds are available to try to upgrade, and we've been looking out in the county for different areas that we could put another compactor like we have down here at the local center that we have. And we're looking at in the Pea Ridge area. Jeff, our solid waste director, he had located an area of land out there that is owned by TDOT. And we've been working with TDOT, with the folks there. Been working very closely with Jeff and myself and with the County Commission and the Solid Waste Board. We think we found an area out around the Pea Ridge area where we can set up another one of those convenience sites, and which in detail will cost us a little bit up front because we have to go in there and we have to fence it and all that. But over a period of time, it'll save us quite a bit of money, because the green box sites that we have sitting out across the county, when the trucks goes to pick up the garbage in those, you take just like a day like today, a rainy day, there ain't no way of wringing out all that water until you take it to the landfill. So we wind up paying for water a lot of times, you know. With these compactors, that they're encased in a closed environment there, where that you don't get a lot of that. So when the trucks take that container to the landfill, you're pretty much paying for the solid waste.
You know, those are things that, you know, people don't normally think of. You know, if you come up, and we do pay by the pound for the refuse that we have here in Clay County. I mean, if you go into one of these places where we've had about 3 or 4 inches of rain and there's a foot of water standing in the bottom beach, one of those things for long, you've got a lot of poundage in there.
You have, and the trucks, the compactors, they will, you know, they'll compress it somewhat, but still you take cardboard and all that, and they get soaked up, and it makes it, you know, quite a bit heavier. And like you said, we pay by the ton when we take it, and when those trucks cross those scales at the landfill, you know, that's the old saying here, you know, that it adds up. So anything that we can do to cut back on that, but plus offer a better service to the constituents out there, the citizens of the county, and I think that's we want to do, myself and Jeff, and I know that's what the County Commission wants to do, and the Solid Waste Board as well. So hopefully we'll know something. The TDOT excess land group that they meet the 25th of this month in Nashville, and we sent all our requests in. They came up and they did the drawings. Jeff has drawn out a layout of what, you know, that how he would love to do it. And working with them, I feel good about it. I think that, you know, that we'll be able to, hopefully, you know, TDOT will deed us over that portion of land. It'll be a lot better area out there. It's around the Davistown Loop area, and it's going to be more convenient for everybody, and I think it'd be a good thing for us.
Absolutely, and the price is right, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You can't beat that, that's for sure. And it'll be more of a controlled environment to where that we can we'll have to, you know, run some electric out there and have lights up, and for the attendants that are there.
Yeah.
There are certain things that we have to, that the state wants you, a lot of the green box sites, whenever they were formed several years ago, and as time went on, Tennessee Department of Transportation furnishes, you know, some funding for litter control, as well as the Department of TDEC, environmental folks. And up a new site, there's guidelines and things that you have to go by. And so we'll have to, you know, we've got to meet all the criteria for that. But a lot of your green box sites got grandfathered over into it. So a lot of folks say, well, why can't you just move it from here and move it to a different location and do the same thing? Well, they won't let you do that. Yeah. Once you pull that can out of there, it's over with.
Yeah.
You know, you have to fall back under the new rules and regulations.
A grandfather means where it's at, doesn't it?
Exactly right.
It doesn't mean move it where you want to and keep going.
No, you can't move Grandpa from one point A to point B without having to change some stuff.
Okay, let's take another little short break here and get in a couple of words from... we'll be back just in a minute with Mayor Reagan, and we've got some other very interesting stuff we're going to talk about. So we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574, to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is, more adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
If your walls could talk, what would they say?
I have sent children into fits of rage.
I am responsible for a child's speech impediment.
I am the reason a child can't read.
Just because you can't see lead paint doesn't mean it's not on walls, doors, windows, and sills. Today, lead paint poisoning affects over 1 million children. If your home was built before 1978, log on to leadfreekids.org or call 800-424-LEAD.
Brought to you by the Coalition to End Childhood Lead Poisoning, EPA, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Well, we're back, everyone. Once again, I have Mayor Dale Reagan here with me. But before we get back to him, we've got a couple of little things here we need to do. I want to remind everyone that it's now spring sport time over at Clay County High School, and the two elementary schools here, the junior highs here in the county, at Hermitage Springs and at Salina K-8. I think there's spring sports such as tennis, baseball, softball, and I think maybe golf going on. And so, to get out and support all those folks. I think we've had a couple of baseball and softball games already. Maybe we've even won a couple. So, go online or find you a copy of the schedule and get out and support those folks. And also want to remind everyone that about the Clay County Opry. I think this is scheduled to be the last month inside the courthouse with the show. In April, I think we're scheduled to move out onto the patio. But if you haven't been up to the Clay County Opry here in the courthouse, you're in for quite a treat. It's a beautiful-sounding old building, and the acoustic music has been great up until this point, and we'd like to invite everyone out for that. And also right now, before we get back to Mayor Reagan, we're going to go through our list of birthdays and anniversaries for today. And I want to start off with one that I missed last week, and that was for Jimmy Smith from Judy, and she wanted to wish him a very very happy birthday on March the 12th, and for some reason or other, her name was at the top of the list, but it got missed. But hopefully, since it didn't make it on the radio, that she celebrated his birthday with him every day since then, which would be probably the only way that she can make it up to him.
Absolutely.
And also we have Rebecca Watson, who has a birthday coming up here in March. Rebecca Collins on March the 19th. And we have Larry and Bonnie Denton, who are celebrating an anniversary on March the 17th. And then William Cherry. I believe that's probably William Cherry out in Moss at the three-way end. He's celebrating a birthday on March the 17th. We'd like to wish him a happy birthday. And Miss Frankie Burris, from her daughter. This is our list this morning for our birthday and anniversary club. And we want to, this is kind of a short list today, but we want to remind everyone to make sure that they give us a call here and get the word to us about your birthdays and anniversaries so you'll be in the drawing for the birthday cake. Mayor, I'm going to ask you to give me a number between 1 and 6.
You want me to tell it out on the air?
Yeah.
Between 1 and 6?
Yeah.
Let's do about a 3.
All right, right in the middle, huh? So that would make Rebecca Collins the winner of this week's birthday and anniversary club.
That's well, happy birthday.
Miss Rebecca from out in the Pine Hill community. I want to wish her a very special birthday. And when she goes and gets her cake, you know, think of us while she's eating.
Exactly, yes, absolutely.
Well, Mayor, let's get back and talk a little bit more about county
okay,
business.
Well, and two, if I may, happy birthday to all those that are celebrating
absolutely
birthdays as well as the anniversaries. We certainly want to extend them a happy, happy, and may you have many more. Thomas, if you may, we can go back and I know that we've been talking about this for probably since 2010, I guess, the EOC building that we were blessed to, we applied for a disaster grant, and that was out of the 2010 flood that we all want to forget about. We don't want to remember that, but one of those things that we did, one of the good things that come out of it is we were able to apply for 100% grant. And I know some folks has done, may have got the misconception that, you know, that we have to do matching funds on this particular grant. We don't. This was 100% grant. It's one of those disaster grants, and they don't come around all that often. But and it's sad that it takes a disaster for you to be able to do those. But we were very blessed in the fact that we were able to apply and get it. Now, I go back after that being said, any time that we create something here in the county, as far as a building, or we have to assume the responsibility for it from there on out. So the maintenance part of the building and utilities and stuff, yes, you know, the county is responsible for that. But as far as the $580,000 grant that we got, that was 100% grant. The county don't have to pay any of that back. And so we got that done. We're finishing it up. The maintenance guys have been working down there the last few days to run some of the last-minute things, getting the bunk bed areas set up. And I talked with Mayor Kerr last week, I think, maybe it's first this week, me and him met. And the plans is that our ambulance service, which we contract to the city, are going to be moving down there in that facility. It was set up and built for to accommodate both groups. And Natalie Boone is our EMA director, and she has an office down there as well as a conference area for that, you know, that's set up for meetings. And God forbid we ever have another disaster, but it's set up down there for that. And so hopefully here in the next few days, we can be getting that ready and getting it moved in. I know she has plans on doing a open house, and I think she'll be getting back with us whenever she wants to get that all set up and ready. And we're hoping that, you know, here in the spring, we can get that set up so that everybody can come out and see that facility. It well, didn't turn out as big as we wanted it to because budget purposes and stuff, whenever it took so long to get the process going, we had to go back and rebid it once, so we had to cut down on the size of it. And Since then, we've applied for another grant to help with a generator, a backup generator for it. Lord be our helper. Maybe we'll get that this fall. But that particular grant is a matching grant. So I just want to keep everybody, you know, understanding that this EOC grant was a CDBG disaster grant, which was 100%, no matching part on that. But like you said, anytime if you buy a car, if somebody gives you a car and say, you ain't got to pay me for the car, but, you know, I can't furnish the gas for it. So anytime you do that, it takes on the responsibility for us.
But the bottom line is Clay County is now about $500,000 richer.
Absolutely. I mean, if we hadn't, and like I said, it's sad that, you know, that it takes disaster sometimes for things like that to happen. But, you know, getting back to what we was talking with Matthew about, you know, through the soil conservation, you know, all the years of flood and all helped develop some of those programs that we have now that we're better off for it.
Right.
And so this is, the county had never had a building to gather the emergency services folks together to have trainings, or we never had a building, as I know of it, for say to say a place that the county had to house the ambulances and accommodate that. So we're very blessed in doing that. Also, if I may, I don't know how much time. Most time you have to wind up and tell me to shut up, Dale. You talk too much we might bring everybody up to date about that. I know everybody's excited. I know I am. I thank the good Lord every day about this. Cumberland Bioscience, the new company that's coming in our spec building, and I talked with Mitch Gray. Mitch is the owner, and talked with him over the weekend. Their plan on open house is still set for May. We ain't got no definite days yet. But as soon as they get them to us, we're certainly going to get it out to everybody and make sure everybody knows when they are. He is setting up some dignitaries that are going to be here and going to make a big day out of it. And everyone, please, when we give you these dates, please come out and tour this facility, because you're going to be impressed. You're going to be amazed, because right now you pass down there and you just see a huge, big metal building sitting out there. When you walk inside it, it's a different world. And,
well, just don't do it the first weekend. That's when we got our Cumberland Run cruise in coming up.
Okay. Well, I'll tell him that. No, Mitch Gray and Mitch has expressed, Thomas, that he would also love to come up and on the radio show here and kind of go over those details with everyone, and we'll see if we can't get that lined up too as well.
Well, you know, what phase are they in now down there, Dale? Do you know how far along they are?
I haven't been down there in the last, probably it's been about 3 weeks since I've been back in there. And they were doing, they had all the drywall hung, and I know they were looking at the heating and cooling process of it. And the office area was pretty much ready, I guess, for the painting. And so I'm sure by now they're way on down on that, so... in May, when he has the open house, they'll be ready to start, I guess, a form or a stage of the beginning stages of the production as far as creating the antibodies.
Okay, and what about employees? Have we got a list, or are we doing that yet? Or
when I talked with Mitch last, he said that he was going to, they're working on getting a list together to put in the paper. I think at that particular time he was hoping to get it in there in the you know, the very short few days. But I think that the weather and everything has kind of thrown everybody behind just a little bit. But he did say that they would probably be putting something out in the paper to let everybody know the particular classified jobs that they would be needing first. So we'll certainly get everybody that word as well. And because I know everybody's excited about that, and it's going to be some jobs that I think that it's going to be good jobs, it's going to be good paying jobs, and they're starting out that I know a lot of folks says, you know, I ran into someone here the other day and said, well, they said it wasn't going to hire but maybe about 10 or 15. Well, that's off the start, and it's going to build on that, so... But 10 or 15 jobs means a whole lot.
That's more than we had the day before.
Yeah, and I know it's going to be something. I feel in my heart, and I'm confident, and I'm very excited. that Mitch and them has chosen, not only, you know, to locate here, but the possibility of them, they bought property out in the county, and a good possibility that Mitch and them is going to put down roots here. So that's a good thing.
Well, like I said, that's the kind of folks we need, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's take another quick short break here. I think we do need to make just a little bit more money. I think we're about $1.95 short at this time, so we need to get back in the black again. But let's take a little short break and get in another commercial.
Cutting it close.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center in Salina, Tennessee.
Daddy, when are you coming home?
It can be difficult being a service member called for duty. That's why there's the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program. We help thousands of National Guard and Reserve members ensure their families are taken care of while they're away.
Daddy, you're home.
And when they return, we help with everything from job opportunities to financial planning. Learn more at yellowribbon.mil. A message from the Department of Defense.
Okay, we've earned our keep again for a little while, so we're good for another few minutes. Mayor, if you want to talk about another project we've got going on that's near and dear to our heart, if you would, go ahead with that.
Well, right where we're sitting at today, Thomas, I know this is, means a lot to you because I know you've worked real hard on it as well as some other folks to start the Grand Old Lady, I believe, as you refer to her here, the courthouse. We're looking at getting some grants and stuff to help start preserving it more so. And we were very fortunate through the Historical Society, I call it the Historical Society, that we were able to get a grant to start out with the first phase of upgrading the electric. And so the guys, Billy and these guys, have been working with the contractor and trying to get everything together, and Billy says that they contacted him the other day, so they've got, hopefully here in the next couple of weeks, we're going to see some stuff happening up here.
Okay, if anyone's come in and looked in the corner here when you first come in over the years, I think maybe we started out with an extension cord from somewhere or another in this building, but right now we have a terrible spaghetti jungle there. We've got, I think there may be three or four switch boxes in there. Some of them still have the old screw-in fuses in them, which you could put a penny behind, keep it going forever,
okay,
if you weren't worried about burning the building down. And then we've got a couple of other switch boxes that were added, and it seemed like every time something new from the state came down, they had to run a new cable in all the rooms down here. I know this building got converted over for Internet. Our local offices, the clerk's office and all those had to be converted over where they were live online and could track everything and make sure everything got done correctly. But it kind of made a mess out of the building. And, of course, one of the first things we did when we came in here after the courtroom was officially moved down to the other area was clean out a lot of that. And now we're going to finish cleaning out some of that stuff, I think, and going to replace maybe where we had 2 meters outside with one. And I know this past summer we made one tremendous change outside, and I think we covered that locally where we've got some electricity on the outside now. So when we do have our events here, that we don't have to run power cords from all over the place.
Yeah, it's the beginning. You got to crawl before you can walk, and that's one of the first places that we all discussed it, and we all felt, I know Thomas, like I said, you played a very big important part of that, was that we felt like the first place for us to start is electrical, and let's try to upgrade it, and then we'd go to the next phase. And we feel like, you know, that the state is working real well with us through the Upper Cumberland Development District, and after this phase is done, we did the Lord's will and everything, we're going to look at the next phase, and I think that one of your big things is the windows and the doors and stuff to start trying to do a little improvement on all those.
We can try to keep this place where we can keep it a little bit more warm in the wintertime. Cooling's really not that much a problem in an old building if you're not in it 24 hours a day.
Right.
But heating in the winter, it was kind of cool up in the courthouse here a couple of weeks ago. We tried to have the Clay County Opry. The banjo picker kept complaining that it's so cold his banjo wouldn't stay in tune.
Yeah, couldn't get it cranked.
But Mayor Reagan got the folks out here, and we got that taken care of pretty quickly. But, there are a number of things that we do need to improve here. And the ultimate goal down the road somewhere along the line, if you've been to some of these other counties, they have things that they call their cultural and performing arts center. I know, right now we're trying to do a Christmas play in here. We've got the County Opry going on. We have the open invitation for anyone that would like to have a wedding in here in this historic old building, those type things. And we do have the downstairs offices are basically clear now. There's a number of things that we may do with them that we'd like to do with them. But, we would like for this courthouse to reflect past history, cultural history, people of this county, but like the mayor said, we have to start right at the very bottom, which means making sure that we have safe electricity in each one of the rooms here. And of course, that's been our first step here now. And this was one of our matching grants that we had to match on. And for anyone that ever has any questions about the admission fee for the Christmas plays, that's coming from. We have to match that. So the Clay County Courthouse Committee, we kick in our part. The Clay County Government is kicking in part of it, the Chamber of Commerce, and I believe also the Development District is kicking in some money.
Right.
And we'd like to thank Mark Dudley for that. Mark was here with us last week, a very, very interesting young man.
Yeah.
I'm kind of glad we didn't have Dale here last week. We probably never would have got off with all three of us here, but we had an interesting conversations last week where we were talking about maintaining and preserving family history here in Clay County. And, so much of all of the history in Clay County, family history, judicial history, land deals, all those things were housed in this building for years and years and years. And, we do need to save this. It would be great if we could come up with $500,000 to come in here and repoint all the bricks, put all new windows in. Put air conditioning in every room. Put us on we can't do elevators because we can't mess up our building. That's one nice thing about a historic building such as this one. You do have to maintain its historic character, and in one way it's bad, and another way it's good. But I know another thing that we have in the back of our minds also, always, is an outdoor bathroom system here where we can more utilize this building. And that's part of the plan also. But like I said, it's just like a cat eating the grindstone. We take it just one little bite at a time.
That's it.
And Mayor, I believe I got a little bug in my ear saying again that we've talked about long enough again today.
And as always, Thomas, it's a absolute pleasure to get to come up here and be with you and the happenings of county government to the citizens. And anytime any of the citizens out there has any questions about county government, feel free to call my office, and if we don't know the answer, we'll try our very best to help find the answer for you.
All right, and we do have an email address here for the courthouse. It's courthouse@infoed.com. I know most of you should be familiar with the info-ed.com set up for the email, but that we do have an email address here, and anytime you want to send us any kind of messages, we will get them at that email address. But once again, often I think my voice is just about run out. And also, may the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.